Larry Magid, CBS News and CNET, Tech Talk.
Christmas and Hanukkah are over, and for those of you who celebrated, I hope you enjoyed the holidays and any presents you might have received. But if there are gifts that don't quite work, you might want to send them back, which can be a little bit tricky if they were purchased online. First, look to see if there's any type of receipt. Sometimes there's a gift receipt that doesn't include the price, but the information you need to return or exchange it. Unlike gifts bought in stores, it's a little harder to send them back if you're not the one who bought them. So you might have to contact the giver, politely thank them for the thought, and let them know that you'd prefer something different. The good news is that you might have more time than you think. Amazon, for example, allows you to return holiday gifts until the end of January. But do check the return policy of the e-tailer where your gift was purchased, and don't wait too long. Larry Magid, CBS News.